SAS takes charge. Good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. 2015 Quest champion Brent Sass of Eureka is driving a full team of 14 dogs at the front of this year's race. Video posted by his Wild and Free kennel shows Sass's team trotting into the circle checkpoint yesterday, sporting neon green booties and looking peppy with tails wagging. Sass and three other mushers, Hans Gott, Alan Moore, and Michelle Phillips, have been battling since the start of the race. The quartet arrived at the next checkpoint at Central, about 150 miles from the finish line in Fairbanks, within about an hour and a half of one another earlier this morning. But Sass did not stay long, returning to the trail to take on the Quest's most notorious obstacle, the climb over Eagle Summit, an often wind-scoured dome known to stop dog teams. It's been windy, but conditions are typically calmer in the early morning hours, the best time to climb Eagle Summit. Further back on the trail, Paige Drobny is solidly in fifth place, followed by Matt Hall and Dennis Tremblay. The rest of the 27-musher field is scattered back to Circle and along the Yukon River. Rookie Henrik Stacknow is currently in the Red Lantern spot at the back of the pack, headed towards Slavin's Roadhouse. The Quest Trail returns to the road system at Circle, but work continues behind the scenes to demobilize from more remote locations. KUAC's Lex Trinan reports.
The first challenge is getting drop dogs out of remote sites such as Eagle and Slavin's Cabin, both on the Yukon River. Mercedes Pinto is a veteran veterinarian for the Quest and says they use a special method to keep the dogs from getting into trouble when they fly in and out of the tiny bush planes.
We actually put the dogs within a bag, like basically a burlap sack. Those sacks are secured tightly around their neck so that they can shift, they can move around, they can lay down comfortably, but they can't stand up and they can't walk away. And on the plane, that's especially important because we don't want them opening a door by mistake.
She says it can get pretty cramped.
A couple years ago, we had a much smaller plane, like four of us would barely fit. So we had three people and four dogs and all of our gear at one point.
This year, the plane out of Eagle was a little bit bigger for the nine dogs that had to be evacuated, but there was a different discussion to be had.
Trying to decide if we had enough vets here in order to keep up with the race that's moving faster.
She says that while in the past, dogs and vets have gotten stuck in remote sites for days until the weather broke, running short on dog food, race rules now require mushers to leave 2 days worth of food at a remote site where they're dropping dogs. She says they're well cared for.
They're medicated, they're watered, they're taken care of in every way we possibly can, including snuggles, until we can get them onto a plane to fly out to the closest checkpoint on the road system where the handlers should be.
But it can be hard for handlers to even get to those checkpoints, as many teams found out when they made the marathon drive from Dawson back to Whitehorse and then on to Circle through Fairbanks. At Eagle Summit before Central around midnight, Carolyn Bristol and the rest of Alan Moore's support crew got stuck trying to meet their musher before he arrived. She looked out the window and saw...
nothing. We couldn't see anything. We could see pretty much white.
Caught on the side of the road with a steep slope to the left and an unguarded precipice to the right, they struggled through snowdrifts up to the grill of the Ram 250.
It was kind of like being on a boat. Actually, is the best way I could describe it, including we're going through drifts so deep that the snow, when we went through it, we're plowing it up into the windshield, so it was like hitting big waves on a boat.
Eventually, they run into a snowdrift and get stuck. When they try to get out to shovel, they realize it was to no avail. The wind was filling in the snow faster than they could shovel it out. They used a satellite device to call for help. But since nobody was injured, they were told they'd have to wait for the DOT plow at 6 in the morning. It never showed up. Meanwhile, they saw headlights behind them.
It was the Wild and Free crew, and they got stuck about 100 yards behind us. And then the cars just started to line up. So behind them was Squid Acres' dog truck, and then Hans Gott's dog truck, and then actually a truck pulling a trailer snow machine that belonged to some trail breakers.
At 6 in the morning, the wind finally died down, and the tired teams took turns shoveling out each other's trucks and then pushed on towards Circle. Reporting on the Yukon Quest Trail in Circle, I'm Lex Trinan.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2019 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Water Wagon, and Shannon and Wilson, proud sponsors of KUAC.